Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Well, he and they are taking care of business. It really has been something to behold lately. Best record in baseball. You know, it's funny, Devin's sitting there in the update going for another sweep. I mean, what is this going to be? 7 straight sweeps? 9 straight sweeps? 37 straight? I mean, all they do is sweep teams. They don't just beat them. They sweep them.
Yeah. I think it's actually their 5th.
That's unbelievable.
That's the differentiation. It used to be I felt great that this team was learning to win series. Win series. Right. You know, like 2 out of 3. We're sweeping it. It's now official. We have gotten better. We have improved our approach, and it is now really paying off. This is now 10 games, 9-1 in our last 10 games.
It's really something. I mean, look, 18-3, I believe.
Yeah, 18 of 21. That is correct.
Holy mackerel.
I know, man. So, Joe, I thought about this yesterday, and works again today. You always, in the history of our show, the 8 years that we've been doing the show, whenever we talk about good starts, you always go to the 93 Phils and how fun that was, and they kept going. The 93 Phils started 27-10. This team's 26-11. Yeah, like we're seeing that start again for the first time since 93.
I will say this, though. In all due respect to the 93 Phils, they kept it going for about another month. They were 45-17.
Yeah, that's insane.
45-17.
Yeah.
So this team, I mean, do the math. This team would have to go, they'd have to go 19-6. Possible.
I mean,
but I'm just saying that's another month.
No,
of great
I know,
baseball.
I know. But it's still wild because that's the one you always bring up, and they're on pace with them right now.
Pretty good stuff. Look, 215-592-9494. Speaking of Devin's update here. So one of the things I love about having Devin in here doing the sports updates, I get to make fun of her.
Oh boy.
So tell me if anyone else noticed this. Here's what I heard in the update. I heard a sports radio WIP. Like, there's sports radio 94 WIP. There's, hey, here on WIP. Hey, here on 94 WIP. But there's no such thing as sports radio WIP. It's like saying the Philadelphia Sixers. Like, you got the Sixers.
I don't agree.
You got the 76ers.
I think
you got
the
Philadelphia 76ers. There's no such thing as the Philadelphia Sixers. There's no such thing as sports radio WIP. Like, I either need a 94 in or I need, like, an only WIP. Like,
you know what's funny? I improvised that line. It clearly was not in my script.
I felt
like the sentence sounded too abrupt, so I just kept going.
Score one for
Hammer!
Strikes again.
Noted.
I don't necessarily agree with you. I don't think that the sports radio is the part that – I'm just not familiar with how you include the sports radio. What, 94 WIP, yes,
well, the technical name of the station, I believe, is sports – like, the branding name is Sports Radio 94 WIP. Now, on the dial, it's 94.1 FM.
Now, our Twitter handle is Sports Radio WIP.
Just is it
saying.
Really?
Thank
yeah,
you.
Just
Thank
saying.
You.
Just
go.
Saying.
Now,
the station's Twitter.
On.
That's a bad job by Mr. Twitter.
The Instagram account is Sports Radio WIP. There's
that,
no 94.
Absolutely.
Oh, I blame our boss.
Difference.
I blame Rod Lakin. Or maybe Spike Eskin put that together years ago when he was the boss, when he reported to me.
I'm Spike Espy.
So I got to blame Spike for that then. That was probably when that stuff was created.
Any other notes?
Devin's right.
No, otherwise.
Like, hold on. You just accused Devin and gave her notes, so to speak.
Let's get off on a technicality.
And you're wrong.
You know what it reminds me of?
You're wrong.
Do you ever notice
Joe?
When Johnny Cochran said, if the gloves don't fit, you must acquit? The gloves are on OJ. They're actually on his hands.
I don't,
like,
what?
People act like the gloves didn't fit. The gloves.
Am I OJ here?
Well, yeah, I guess supposedly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you ever notice that about, like, OJ's wearing the gloves and Cochran's like.
But they're not fitting.
I mean,
well, they're tight, but they're on.
But they're on his hands.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, they're actually, they didn't not get on his hands.
But they're poorly fitting.
Well, they're a little tight.
Fitting right, is the term.
Let's go to the phones. All right. The Kenny Gainwell thing, what do you make of it? Also, the Phils, who are just doing wonderful work. We'll get to some audio here coming up of Ruben Amaro, something he said to us yesterday. One other thing I want to throw in the mix. You know, we were talking yesterday about, and we had a poll question, who would you most want to have? Money aside and compensation as far as trades to get them aside. Who would you most want to have between Jimmy Butler, Paul George, and LeBron James? You know, I don't know, John, if we even commented ourselves. So the winner of the poll was Jimmy Butler, 49%. Yeah. LeBron, 34%. Paul George, 17%. Now, James, I believe you're in the Paul George camp. Is that right?
Yeah, well, when we were talking about it, was compensation included. The fact that you can get Paul George without giving anything up is part of the reason I would say Paul George. But if you're taking the compensation out completely, I'd probably choose LeBron. But, man, I don't think we've talked enough about the circus that comes with LeBron. I mean, it's a lot, man.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. I'm torn on. Honestly, Richie's, like, I am nervous about the concept of just bringing in a third old guy and just saying, all right, let's roll, you know?
Well,
like,
first off, all three of them are old.
Yeah.
Now, one guy's significantly older than the other two, but
That's my point. I'm saying all three of these, I understand this is probably the path, but I don't think it's a lock, that it's a great move to do this one way or the other.
And Jimmy Butler, I know that he won the poll.
And he wants a
so
contract, too.
Appealing,
I know he does.
The idea of Jimmy Butler. But we have to remember that Jimmy Butler that we love, that was five, six years ago.
Well, he's still, look, he got to the NBA Finals last year.
Okay,
the question
but Joe,
is how
he's
much
not playing basketball the same way. Like, he is now sort of resting through the regular season.
Yeah, I know,
and
that's
timing
right.
Timing it up.
That's right.
He's no longer the beast that is like, I'm going to get you every game you ask me to show up and I'll ISO it whenever you need.
Yeah.
Like, he's sort of facilitating for the most part, sort of staying in the shadows.
What would be your answer here then, LeBron?
Yeah.
Devin, what's your answer? LeBron, Jimmy, or Paul George?
Jimmy Butler, 100%. Jimmy Butler. I didn't even know that he was in the realm of possibilities for the Sixers to get, and now that I know it, I'm set on him. I just think that he doesn't come with the circus that LeBron comes with. He doesn't.
But
come with
some
his son.
Circus. I mean, it sounds like Pat Riley.
He just and called
he
out. Yeah,
sort
jerk.
Of circus. I think.
And
but difficult. We know that he and Joel like each other.
We do know that.
And we know that he'll challenge Joel.
Right.
We know that Joel feels
like
he needs that level of challenge.
He's a leader. He's established. He's proven in this league. And I think he's the type of player who will come in and really fire the guys up. What we've learned that Joel Embiid isn't necessarily a great leader, right? He's a great basketball player.
I agree with that.
Jimmy Butler is.
But he's not going to motivate the team to push themselves when it's the fourth quarter and the game is tied, where Jimmy Butler is that type of player.
And Jimmy Butler's also 5 years older than
LeBron
when we
last
saw him.
LeBron is like 50 years old.
I know, but LeBron can carry it. LeBron is doing it.
I will say,
I think
John,
Jimmy's style of play has changed. Like, Jimmy is no longer the ball dominant guy that
well,
we
see,
saw
but he's at his, but, no, but he's at his best. See, that's
but that, we're talking about giving him 50. He's still got 2 years or a year or two left on his deal. Then you're adding another 3-4 years at 52,
right.
53 million per. I mean, we just saw the Tobias thing and how that can go really south with a high contract and a guy declining as a player.
Look, I would say LeBron would be my answer, but I will say this in reference to Paul George, who I would put third, but there is a strong argument that Maxey and Paul George would fit best.
But Paul George is the best basketball fit. Like, if
fit
the
wise.
Dog, that's my point.
He,
like, the dog thing and all that is a different discussion.
Right.
But if you just say which player fits the situation the best, it's easily Paul.
Because Jimmy Butler and LeBron James have the ball in their hands, and you don't necessarily want to take it out of Tyrese Maxey's hands when he's just about to hit early prime. I mean, he's an amazing player. All right, all of that on the table. So, look, if you want to weigh in on that, please do. The Kenny Gainwell audio, it's wild. You know, again, we'll continue to play that through the show. I mean, he goes back into last year, which, of course, makes us wonder to what extent is it an issue for this year. Plus the Phils who were just
– And
just,
why does he say front office and locker room? Why is that the comparison?
I think because of Desai. That's my theory. I mean, I think there
but
was.
But is that suggesting that it's Howie?
Yeah.
The front office.
Well, it's either Howie
or representation.
Jeff.
Howie doing the silent treatment thing with player or players?
I think that's what this team was reduced to last season. I believe they were different issues. I think he's commingling in two or three different sentences multiple issues. And if I had to guess, there was player and player issues and also player and front office issues. Yeah, that would be my guess.
That's probably the most likely.
Let's talk to Alex right now. Alex, good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, because I'm about to lose it with these damn players. But maybe Gainwell need to have his name ringing about something more than running into his quarterback's ass and fumbling the ball. Like, I don't want to hear nothing from these guys. The past is the past. We got a new slate. And what's proven to me right now is that the Eagles ain't done cleaning house, because those are the kind of voices they need to get the hell out of there. Mm. Get together with your teammates. Get together for this year and do something.
This isn't going to help Kenny Gainwell's cause.
No.
If he's on the fence in terms of making this team.
Way in the back of the line trying to play. I mean, I bring the rookie in before him. Like, this guy needs to shut the hell up. Excuse my language, but he just needs to shut up. Like, we're past this already, man. We're past this. Let's move forward. We got a good draft. We got some good young players. We got a freaking beautiful team. Let's let it play out, man. We haven't even freaking practice hasn't even started, and we're talking about something that happened last year. Oh, could it be a cancer in the locker room? Could it be management?
Alex, this is the world that we live in. This is the world that we live in. Everyone have a voice, and everyone has a story. Then it is interesting.
But that's just it.
Yeah.
Social media and these places where these guys have opinions. That's all it is to me. It's an opinion. It's just like, it's not a real place.
Well, hold on, Alex, I'll say this. It's an opinion, but I think it's an informed opinion. I mean, let's not act like Kenny Gainwell doesn't know more than we know about. And so when he says it, by the way, Britton Covey said some stuff, you know, like, I don't think this is a scenario where these guys are just making this up. They may not be as savvy as some of the older players who know to keep their mouth shut, but
shut.
Imagine what Pat Riley would say about Kenny Gainwell. Oh, my God. All right, Alex, give me a big answer here. A scene in a movie involving an animal.
Ah, I got a good one. Hachi, A Dog's Tale. When he sat there that whole end of that movie waiting for his master to come back that passed away.
That's so sad.
You got it. What's the name of the movie?
I don't know.
A Dog's Tale?
A dog waiting around. Patchy, I think he said.
I don't know. That reminded me of another really sad scene.
Hatchy.
You know what I'm talking about with the dog outside the garage?
Old Yeller?
No.
Oh, someone on hold has that.
I know.
No.
I'm not saying it.
What?
Not
she
saying
teed
it.
Me up for
I'm
it.
I'm not saying it's not Old Yeller.
You know it's not Old Yeller.
Why do I know it's not?
It was
in like a shed. A shed could be a garage.
It's before Devin's time. Involving animals are really sad. That's my point. I don't want to take
some
away
are. Okay. Yeah, some are. Some are. Some are.
Did you say it involves a shed?
I thought you said it involves a garage.
No, the garage.
Old Yeller got freaking...
Yeah, we know.
You know, taken out in like a shed of some sort. It's, you know, a shed in a garage or
which
similar
is also
nature.
Sad.
All right, let's also
I don't think it was a shed.
Well, he's behind something. He's trying to be barking and he's...
I think you're inventing that.
Well, he's Old not Yeller. In a home. The canine went wild. They put him in some spot where he couldn't get at him. I loved Old Yeller, man. God, I loved Old Yeller.
You really did.
I really did.
Bring it up.
He was a hero to me. I'm not kidding.
When you envision Old Yeller, you envision him in like a freaking house?
At the
like
end.
Dog
heroic?
House?
Hold up. Wait, hold up. If Old Yeller's a hero
to you? Do
you
know how many times he saved the two kids? I mean, the freaking scene with the pig.
No, what a kind soul.
I mean,
he's
a great
Yeller
dog,
had.
But I've never heard someone say Old Yeller is a hero to me.
He gives up his body for the young kid. He gets freaking ravaged.
That's why it's so
hard. You don't even like dogs.
No, I don't, but I love Old Yeller.
Maybe this should get you on track to trying a dog out.
Think
maybe
about
dogs
that.
Are really important.
And dogs care about you and love you, and that's why Old Yeller did what he did.
Well, then I say this to the dogs of the Delaware Valley, and especially the owners. Don't have your dog come up out of nowhere, lick me, bark at me,
snarl
at me.
We all agree with that.
Are you afraid?
Snarl is hard,
dude. Deep down,
yes.
A little bit afraid.
100%.
And so that's why.
100%.
So we need to get you over
yeah.
that.
Not happening.
You should not be afraid.
I got my
afraid.
Face ripped open by a dog, and I'm not afraid of dogs. Yeah. Like, come on, man.
Well, you should be.
Joe, I really do think you could benefit. Like, you would enjoy this. We can help you.
No desire. None.
I
just don't think you know. I think it's I think it's ignorance. It's not understanding how great that relationship can be.
You guys are missing.
No, here's the point you guys miss. And I'll just say this and we'll get right back to the calls. I like the dogs I like. I've had good relationships with dogs. My brother had a dog that died last year. I loved Cooper. Great dog, all right? Uh-huh. It's the 50% of dogs that are a pain in the ass. And it's the owners of those dogs that don't prevent that dog from bumping into me, biting me, scratching me, whatever. All right? It's the 50%. The 50% ruin it for the other 50%. Hey, Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin, your Corvette headquarters. Visit ArminChevy.com to see Armin's selection of new and pre-owned Corvettes. Together, let's drive. All right, poll question. So yesterday, we were trying to determine the best fictional mom ever. First, John, we got to close the poll from last hour. Then we'll give the three results from this hour. Ultimately, this is all trying to figure out best fictional mom as determined by our listeners on Twitter today. Last hour, the three choices were, in the old hag division, Mrs. Brady, Mrs. Cleaver, Mrs. Cunningham.
None of whom are hags.
We're talking Brady Bunch, Leave It to Beaver, and Happy Days. Oh, yeah. John, one of these won by 1% of the vote.
I'm going to say it's Mrs. Brady who wins.
It's Mrs. Cunningham, 41%.
Wow.
Mrs. Brady, 40%. June Cleaver, 19%.
I would have said Mrs. Brady, too. I think this is a bit of an upset.
Well, Mrs. C has advanced to the finals. All right, so now we get to this hour's poll question. Same question, three new choices. In more modern times, very different moms here. Sarah Connor from The Terminator.
Jeez.
Lorraine McFly from Back to the Future, and Stifler's mom from American Pie.
Very different mothers.
Very.
Yes.
Very.
Different priorities.
These are liberated moms, right? These are...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Moms who are thinking differently.
What are you getting at here?
Not old hags, as Joe
would
say.
The opposite of the old hags.
All right, so give us an answer at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Which mom is the best? One of them will advance to the finals, where she will compete against Mrs. Cunningham. All right, let's also get to some audio Charles Barkley related, because you know, this surfaced yesterday. We've wondered for years about the whole, like, Michael Jordan, Isaiah Thomas, dream team thing. There's always been scuttlebutt. Like, there's always scuttlebutt. You never know quite the answer.
You know a lot of inside scoop on this.
I do?
You know more than I did. I mean, you bring some stories that I was surprised
MJ
at.
MJ-type stories?
Yeah, with all the dream team stuff.
Well, yeah,
there was a lot going on with Isaiah and MJ that you know about that I wasn't.
Well, Barkley, it sounds like, is getting wind on some stuff from 30 years ago and willing to talk more about it here. So let's listen to Charles. He's on a thing here with Shannon Sharp, and it feels like the onion is getting peeled back more and more. Because remember, if Isaiah's not on it, then John Stockton is on it. But if Isaiah had made it, then John Stockton would not have. They're both Hall of Famers. I do think it's fair to say Isaiah, as great as Stockton was, Isaiah was better. He was a two-time champion. He more was deserving of it. Here's the exchange.
I think he was a better player than John Stockton.
Well, then why didn't he get to go on the team?
Well, you know, Shannon, number one, that is an amazing question because I'm so glad I get a chance to straighten this out.
Yes, please straighten it out.
Number one, they never asked me about Isaiah Thomas.
Okay.
And it just came out, and I can't speak for the other guys, but they never asked me personally about Isaiah Thomas. And Isaiah Thomas probably should have been on the team. And they asked Michael Jordan, did he have anything to do with it? And then it actually just came out in the last year where he said, I'll play as long as Isaiah don't play.
Thank you.
So,
and then you got to have him. You're going overseas. You got to take the biggest guy.
So I don't know this personally, but I think it was Jack McCallum who said he had it on tape and he played it. Because I've been asked that question a thousand times. I said, dude, they never asked me about Isaiah Thomas. But apparently Michael didn't want him on the team.
Well, he wasn't going to be on the team.
Yeah.
Whoever Michael didn't want on the team wasn't going to be on the team.
We're not going to be on the team.
And there it is. I mean, listen, we've pretty much always sensed it.
Fair enough, yeah.
Jordan's denied it. See, this is one of my things about the Eagles when they deny, like, you know, like A.J. and Jalen are getting along or Howie had nothing to do with Desai getting demoted. It's hard to know what to believe when sometimes people just lie. I mean, Michael Jordan for 30 years has lied about that. For 30 years he's lied about that. So, look, make of it what you will, but that's something obviously we've been talking about since, I guess, 1991, I think, when the Dream Team was announced, and then obviously 92 when they played. Let's remember, Isaiah had you know, won the championship in 89 and 90.
Oh, 89 and 90.
I mean, so when the thing comes out in 91, it's like, this guy's won the last two rings. He's the best player on a team, like with all the Bird and Magic and Jordan, all that stuff, this guy just won the last two championships and he's not on the team? By the way, also a college star, won a college championship? Like, you kidding me? And I love John Stockton. I say he was better. All right, let's go to the phones. Patrick and Tabernacle. Patrick, the Phils are kicking butt. What's up, buddy?
And they're taking names too, Joseph.
Sure are.
So real quick, I want a little rapid fire. John Ritchie, shame on you for not sharing that great white story. Because you could have shed some more light on the subject to the news, your buddy over there, the news, on how, you know, with Jaws, you know, how Jaws, you know, whole license plate car thing. You know, you could have just wrapped it like that. And Joe,
I forgot
Joe,
to show them that video in the commercial break, too. Like, we completely forgot that. About that.
Yeah, I watched it. And Joe, listen, man, just stay away from science discussion. You talking about science? Come on, dude. Just stay in your lane. We know you just suck in science and you don't care.
Well, that's, I personally love when Joe talks about science.
Well, it is funny, but it's also just maddening at just how, you know, Joe, you're. I love you, man, but you're just ignorant with science, and I can't get down with that.
I agree with you.
But it's such complete ignorance that sometimes you get, like, these new inventions that are just mind-boggling and interesting.
But Patrick, did you know that the
planet Apollo?
Patrick, did you know that the eight planets would all fit inside the mass of the gas of Jupiter?
Did you just Google that?
No, I
you know
I read that
he
yesterday.
Tried to name the nine planets earlier, and he was unable.
I got
to.
7 and 9. That's not so bad.
Hey, listen,
he can't
Joe,
name
got,
two.
Joe, he got stuck on Uranus. You know what I mean?
I forgot that one.
I actually forgot that.
I did forget. And
funniest one.
How would I, with the bidet, forget that? I mean, with all the issues I've had, how could I? Anyway, Patrick, give me something on the Phils. What do you got?
The Phils, listen, loving what's going on. The pitching really is just unbelievable. And this is what's going to make this team. You know, we're getting, you know, I'm trying not to get in awe of all the home runs, you know, because like they're going to fade. We're going to go, the bats are going to go cold again at some point, but I hope the arms are going to sustain us, you know, and Kirkering, are they going to, I know they're still playing with him, but do you think a setup man, is that a good spot for him?
Well, sure. I mean, he's in a great spot. And look, I mean, the deeper he gets into his career and the more experience, and it could be this year, he could become the closer. Patrick, what I wonder, look, I know right now Alvarado's the closer, essentially, for the most part. But I do wonder in the playoffs, when Rob Thompson has, you know, a tough lefty in the seventh inning or the eighth inning, batter, I mean, batting against him, will he insert Alvarado there? And then if so, you know, who do you put in the ninth inning? And I would tell you, as of right now, it's either Jeff Hoffman or Kirkering. Right now, it'd probably be Hoffman, my but God. By the end of the year, Hoffman. It could be Kirkering.
But think about how you feel when you say those names.
Well, you got a lot
Jeff
of options.
Hoffman and,
tons
and
of options.
Kirkering. It really does. Like, I feel so secure with those names. Whereas previously, I once felt secure with Sir Anthony, but that went completely away.
He's in a hole.
We've now gone from one to three. We have three closers now that I feel really good about.
Hey, Patrick, give me an answer here. A scene in a movie or a show with an animal.
You know, how about when Jim Carrey getting born from the rhino?
Which movie is that, Jim?
Ace Ventura.
He gets born from a rhino?
Is it Ace Ventura 2, maybe? Yeah.
I don't remember that. Okay, so obviously it's a
must be something.
Not real life kind of stuff. Fair enough. By the way, speaking of shows and stuff, I got to get something off my chest. This has been bugging me for a couple years.
A long time
to keep that in. Joe.
It is. So, all right, let me stand for this one. I say this on behalf of all the millions that agree with
me. Must really be eating you up.
Well, it's not the biggest deal, but it's the kind of thing that bothers me. And Cobra Kai is the latest example. So Cobra Kai is about to come out with their final season. Season, I think it's six.
And you have been diligently staying up.
Oh
with
yeah,
this.
I love Cobra Kai.
Yeah, I haven't.
It's starting to fade though. I'll just say.
Okay.
It's starting to fade.
I went to season two.
I went to three, and then I haven't.
It faded at like five or so. But
you've stuck with.
Oh, I've stuck with it, and I'll finish it up. But here's the problem: season six of Cobra Kai starts on July 18th. You get a dump of five episodes. Then November 28th. You get a dump of five episodes.
Yeah, that's super dumb.
Then sometime in an undetermined date in 2025, you get a dump of five episodes, and they call the whole thing season six.
Yeah, that's super
phony baloney. Freaking Yellowstone pulled this like a year or so ago, where they have like season whatever, five or six or whatever, and it's like first half of the season this year, second half will be, like, they haven't even filmed the second half. They might not film it. Here's my point.
No.
Separate the seasons. You can't say season five is in frickin' 2023 and season five part two is in 2025. It's two frickin' different seasons.
What kind of problems are they having if they're using Yellowstone as, like, the benchmark to follow?
But
this
other
is
shows are...
This is problem.
Other shows
other
are doing
shows
it.
It's happened in the past,
and
too.
I call phony baloney. Like, it's
outrageous.
It's
yeah.
two different...
Just call it a different season.
Different
what,
season.
What are we doing here?
What are we doing? Thank you. I just wanted to get that off my chest. Now, let me give you some good
happy
news.
You did.
Thank you.
Yeah, it doesn't have to plague you anymore.
For those that don't know, John referenced this earlier. Philly's over-under has risen to 99.5 wins. 99. So with all their kick and butt, and they really are kick and butt, the Phillies now with a tremendous winning streak. They win not only every series.
This is unbelievable.
They sweep
man.
Them all. They're 26-11. The Phillies are 3 up in the division. They're 7.5 up on the wild card. And their over-under now has risen to 99.5
wins. What did
wins.
It start at?
89.5.
89.5.
What did you pick for our wins?
I was a little over. I think I picked 94 or something like that. I haven't written down.
You have little faith. You are awful.
Richie
awful
did
person.
Say 100, didn't you?
Awful.
Yeah.
I did.
Good job by you, 100. Buddy.
Sounds neat and clean. You
want a pat on the back? Make you happy?
Well, it's still early. Let's not get carried away, guys.
No,
all right?
I don't
we still got to get there.
You know what, James?
I don't care.
It's different,
that it's
though,
early.
This year.
Well, yeah. I mean,
it's
they're getting to the point where they can play 500 baseball and still be a mid-90s win baseball team.
Look, there's a good chance. They win the 100 games, they get to the playoffs, and go less far.
I understand.
Reasonable
chance. I don't think there's a reasonable chance. I don't think there's a good chance of that. This team
I'll just
continues
say this, man.
To get better with their failures.
James, let me ask you a question. Help me understand how the playoff thing works. Let's just say the Phillies are the one seed. We don't know that they would be. But let's just say they are. They have a better record than the Dodgers, all right? And the Braves would then presumably be the top wild card seed.
They would not play the Braves in the second round.
And tell me why.
So it's there's no reseeding. So the 3-6 winner plays the one seed, and the
four... Oh, no, the 3-6 winner... So the Braves would be the 4 seed in this scenario.
The Braves would be... they might reseed, actually. Let me double-check this, actually, because they might reseed. Let me
double-check. Last year, the Braves were probably the 2 seed, and the Phillies were probably
Braves were the 2 seed. The Phillies were the 4 seed.
So how do they play in the second...
So it reseeds. It must reseed. Unless the... Wait, did the 3 lose last year? I think the 3 lost. Didn't the 6 seed win last year?
I'm really confused. Anyway, we got... Because, John, what I do wonder about is it could be Phillies... I mean, we'll have to look it up. But Phils and Braves.
Okay,
again.
So I was right initially.
What?
So one plays 5 vs. 4 and the 3-6 winner, so it doesn't reseed. So 2-3 are supposed to play. It should play out where one plays.
Do me a favor. Slow down.
Okay.
Because no one can follow anything you're saying.
All right. So the way it is. All right.
Devin, was that right?
No, okay. You're right.
It was just
right.
Saying so, a million numbers.
All right.
Go
okay.
ahead.
So 1 and 2 get a bye.
Yes.
3 plays 6.
Yep.
4 plays 5.
Yep.
The winner of 3-6 plays the 2 seed. Because it should be 2 vs. 3.
So 6 can play 2.
6 can play 2. 4 vs. 5 plays the 1 seed. So the Braves actually would face the Phillies if they won their matchup.
Wow. I mean, so I'm just saying, John, like, Phillies could have their 100 wins and all, but don't think the Atlanta Braves won't come into that kind of playoff series with red ass from the last 2 years ready to compete.
Absolutely.
You know, ready to compete. Yep. As someone who better be damn well ready to compete come training camp, because otherwise his butt could get kicked off the team, is Kenny Gainwell, based on what he said yesterday. I mean,
talk about putting a roster spot in jeopardy.
Oh, my God. All right, let's listen to Kenny G. He's on a podcast. He goes back to last year. I mean, look, I'm still interested to know the exact specifics. We still don't know the exact specifics, but he's given us communication breakdown and more. Here's Kenny. He should not have gone here. He went here. But I want to be clear. This, to me, is not a Kenny Gainwell conversation today. This is a 2023 Eagles conversation, but really a 2024 Eagles conversation. What was the problem or problems? Have they solved the problem or problems? Here's how Kenny Gainwell laid it out earlier this week.
What do you think it was that caused that sudden change?
I think it was a connection piece, you know. I say teams like the Chiefs, bro, are like well connected, you know. Upstairs and downstairs, you know, front office and the locker room, like everybody's connected. When you got that connection piece, bro, everything just click. When you know you got guys that's not talking to each other, then you know, you never know what's going on, you know. So like, if we all sit down and talk to each other and find out what's going on, or we find out what we need to do on the field, to you know get this thing going, then you know we'll be good. Because if we play real hard at the beginning of the season, we need to continue to play hard at the end of the season, because at the end of the season will really matter.
That's what really matters.
That would really matter, because when we get to playoffs, we're not playing good, and we still got our head down because we just lost 5 games, which then we'll do in the playoffs.
You know, in no particular order, Kenny Gainwell references the following things. A connection piece, meaning there's an issue with connection. He references teams like the Chiefs are well-connected, implication being the Eagles are not. He references upstairs and downstairs issues, which obviously I think you can say is front office and locker room issues. He references, and we don't quite know which categories of front office or players or coaches he's talking about, but he references, quote, guys not talking to each other. Could be player and player, could be player and coach, could be player in front office. Guys not talking to each other. He also says we got to find out what we need to do on the field to get this thing going. Again, the implication that a lack of talking, a lack of communicating, a lack of being on the same page impacted the actual performance on the field, and the guys entered the field confused because they weren't on the same page. I mean, John, this
is incredible that it got this far, that the leadership of the team, even with Jason Kelce and Fletcher Cox present, all-time leaders for this organization, they weren't able to get that, you know, sorted out. Like, this is the kind of thing you have to stem that tide before it advances into something and causes you to lose 7 games in a row,
right?
Type thing. It really did progress past where it should have because of the leadership.
Yeah.
And now you brought the same leadership back.
Yeah, the same structure's back.
Head guy is back, and the coordinators are different. If that fixes it, that'll be a miracle to me. I do not expect things to be that dramatically different. I think what we can hope for is success on the field. I do. I love the roster. I love the way it looks on paper. You know, we got to hope that we string together lots of wins and we don't string together losses.
Yeah.
Because when things head south, that's when I don't think this coaching staff, this head coach, has the chops to pull us out again.
Well, listen, there's a lot to it, and we'll take your reaction to what he said. I mean, it's something he should not have said, even if it's true. But I think the bigger point is what it says about last year and the implication moving forward, which, again, I mean, a lot of conjecture here today because we don't really know. But we know this. Something or something's happened, and he's peeling the onion back more. James, on a scale of 1 to 10, how annoyed is Howie Roseman this morning with Kenny Gainwell?
A 50. You know, they can't even fit on the scale. He's furious.
By the way, let's go back. Let's listen to Britton Covey. This goes back a couple months ago. And let's remember, you know, Britton Covey had a couple of different comments, either during the season or after the season, where it's like, man, he went there. Now, I'm a Britton Covey fan, all right? I admire the guy. I thought he turned his career around after just a disastrous first half of the first year. I thought last year he was like a really quality punt returner. But again, you're getting some bottom of the roster guys chirping. And that is not going to make the coach or the quarterback happy or the head or the general manager happy. Here's something Britton Covey said a couple months ago.
I definitely think we got emotionally tired from trying to figure out what the problem was. And we kept trying to pinpoint it at this and pinpoint it at this. And there was some miscommunication, I think, from coaches to players. There was some pointing fingers from player to player. And there was kind of letting, you know, outside voices impact our love for the game and just the happiness that we had, and all that combined to really just kind of make us spiral.
John, you played for Andy Reid and John Gruden, two very accomplished coaches. Andy's obviously way surpassed Gruden, but two guys that both won Super Bowls.
Oh my gosh,
those guys were. Can you imagine players? Because remember, John Welborn made that one comment that kicked John Welborn off the team, who was a pretty good player. And he went in on the contract.
He knew what he was doing. Yeah, he absolutely knew what he
was doing. It was intentional. But he made his point. He got kicked off the team. He got a new contract elsewhere. Like, these are bottom of the roster guys.
In Kansas City.
That's right.
Outside, yeah, bottom of the roster. I mean, this.
You think Gainwell's making a play to get signed by the Chiefs or something?
by the way, one more thing, John, before you weigh in, one more thing. Let's remember Britton Covey also said this talking about Hurts a few months ago. He said, I've played for coaches before that claim to have an open door policy and their door is always open, but they're really intimidating. And I think Jalen is similar to that in that he has an open door policy, but because of his personality at times and you haven't been around here long enough, it can be a little intimidating. I mean, it's just like, what in the world? And this is an off season where they did a lot good. Now there was some unfortunate stuff like, you know, guys retire, you know, Cox and Kelsey, and there's nothing you can do about it. Obviously, the most controversial thing this offseason by leaps and bounds was the whole handling of the Hassan Reddick thing, which includes bringing in Bryce Huff for big money, then jettisoning Hassan Reddick, seemingly not getting enough value, not having him play on the final year of the deal or giving him a new deal, really not commenting at all publicly about what the hell happened there. Like, nothing, okay? So you got all that. But a lot of the news this offseason's been good. I mean, you got four different core players that were signed to new deals. You got Mulata. And we think that, you know, guys to believe in, Mulata, both wide receivers, and Landon Dickerson. You sign Saquon Barkley, you know, which is, you know, whether it's too much money or not, it's certainly something that energized the fan base. You had a heralded draft where you attacked your biggest area of need at cornerback, not with one but two. You did get new coordinators in here. So, John, this is an organization that desperately wanted to turn the page, seemingly to a large extent have, and now here we are on May 8th. And the backup running back is like, yep, let's rehash the whole thing, which, of course, makes us wonder what exactly was the problem and was it rooted out?
I've never heard of any player at any level saying things like outside influences impact our love of the game. Yeah. That Britton Covey actually said that. Like, if I'm a coach, I don't even know what to make of that. Like, I don't want my guy's love of the game impacted. But, man,
you know what it means,
you
Sean?
Are laying this on thick, dude.
Two different.
What are you doing?
Two different things. One, you got some weak-minded guys. Hate to say it, but if that's true, that's weak-minded. Number two, though, it means something sizable happened.
I would say so, yeah.
I mean, you know,
that's,
if you,
that's crazy.
It right?
Impact your love of the game. Yeah, there's so much we need to learn, and we never, ever.
It's unbelievable.
When I was playing, we rarely saw this level of dysfunction between players. It was like your worth was based entirely on what you could give the team, and there was no arguing that.
With the exception of T.O., because you had a front row seat in training camp to T.O. and Donovan.
The T.O. thing was
before they cut you on, by the way, James. I just want to make that point.
I'm happy you made it.
05 was...
Yeah. Thanks, yeah.
I didn't want anyone to forget.
Because let's remember, John Ritchie got cut before Terrell Owens got cut.
That's true.
No, I'm playing around, John. But listen,
just as important
funny
an eagle.
Game when you play that. Yeah.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.